We've said congratulations to you, John, but today it's official. You've got the medal around your neck, as I said. You've lifted the trophy. Just how special, third time round for you as a manager, but in front of 10,000 fans today at Kenilworth Road. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, obviously, personally, you know, it's mind-blowing, you know, to do it three times. It really is. But today's been a special occasion. Now, lots of people have asked me about how does it compare. It can't compare because it's different. You know, my former club, Dagenham, was a team that I've sort of played for, supported, and that. So that's a separate thing. But the occasion today was just absolutely mind-blowing. It really was. And I felt really, really proud, really privileged to have been chosen, to be asked to be manager of this club. And I'm just so pleased that we've been able to produce what these supporters obviously just wanted, you know, and that, you know, I just feel really, really proud of that.
When you started, you said that you weren't a quick fix manager and that it would take time and it was a 2-year plan. If this isn't a quick fix and this is only 1 year into a 2-year plan, what are you going to achieve in year two?
Yeah, I know, you know, I like to do things in a certain way, and, you know, like I said to the board when they spoke to me, that if they want someone's going to come in and say, yeah, I can do it now, I'm not going to be the man. I'm not saying I won't do it, but, you know, I like to plan things, and I like to be meticulous on how I do things. I like young, hungry players. And, you know, we've played Forest Green, who, I don't know, they haven't done great this year, but, you know, I think they're one of the better teams. And second half with a really young side, we blew them away, and I just want to keep progressing, you know, and try and bring some of these young players through, because they'll give us, you know, that this is my team, Luton is my team, and you get a little bit extra out of people that can do that, and they're hungry and they're ambitious, and they've shown really in the last sort of 6 weeks where it's been tough, they've shown they can dig in, they've shown they can play, they've shown they can win, and they've shown they can get over disappointments, and they're all factors. And, you know, as delighted as I am to win the league, as delighted as I am with the progress of the young players.
I mean, one in particular stood out today, Cameron McGee, and his goal just epitomised, I think, everything you've just said.
Absolutely. No, he's been terrific. He really has. He's been a fantastic addition, and I'm really, really pleased for him. He's a very grounded and very, very likable young man, and he just wants to work hard and play football, and I'm so pleased for him because he's come here and made an impression.
And he certainly got an impression from the fans afterwards, didn't he, as to where they want him to be playing his trade next
season.
Yes,
absolutely. We'll wait and see what the powers that be at Norwich decide. But he loves it here, and we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, he's done fantastic in his time here, but let's wait and see.
The match itself, let's just focus on that. I mean, 1-0 down in a game where you're really playing for records rather than positions, and you've turned it around and the players kept going and wanted more.
Yeah, no, they were terrific. You know, we all turned up today, and I'll be honest, I was drained from Saturday. Terry and Hack were drained. I'm sure the players were drained, and I think we took a bit of time to get going. But the second half, we said it's the last 45 minutes of the season. Let's go and get beat 3, 4, 5, 6, but let's take the game to them. Come on, let's just try and find a bit of energy. And that's what the young players give you. They give you that extra energy, and they did. And we won 4-1, and I thought second half, I thought it was outstanding. I thought we were a terrific second half.
Andre got to take the penalty purely to allow him to get nearer to that 30-goal
mark. Yeah, because we'd won, you know, we'd won the league. And it's an opportunity for him to, you know, personal milestone of 30 goals. And hopefully, you know, he can go on and sort of be the leading scorer. But, you know, I wasn't worried about records, you know, before we won the league. But now we've won the league, you know, we've got 100 goals now. We can get 100 points. One more clean sheet, a record clean sheets for this club. I also think that if we win, and Cambridge, I think the nearest team to us, don't. I think that's a record number of points to win the league by. So, some special moments maybe. So, how great would that be?
Would be fantastic. Just one question. Andre Gray scored his second goal and then you substituted him.
Yeah, his hamstring's tight. He's missed a little bit through, as I say, a couple of games. Well, you know, he'll want to play on Saturday. So it was the right thing to do. He stays on and that becomes a problem. He ain't going to play in the last game. That won't give him the best chance to score. So we're given the best chance to get as many goals as he can.
And the early change in the second half, was that just to give Steve McNulty the fans?
No. Steve's knee's been a problem for a little while, but he's played for it. Well, there's no need to, you know, push him over the barriers now. So it was an opportunity for Alex to come on and Lacey do well.
And just speaking to a few of the players, they've perhaps not been able to celebrate properly because of the run of games recently, but they have got Monday to Saturday and a little time perhaps to allow the manager allowing them a drink or two.
Got a couple of days off, yeah. They're off now. They're off Tuesday and Wednesday, back in Thursday. So they've earned the right to let their hair down and enjoy themselves. And we can get back to work on Thursday and Friday, no problems.
From everyone at Diverse FM once again, John, congratulations on being the manager of Luton Town Football Club, Skrill Premier Champions 2013-14.
Simon, thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Kiss on the forehead for the commentators.
Nice one, John.
Excuse me.
Well done.
I won't see you.
No. I think it's just about to wrap it up from us here at the ground.